is the October 6th, 2020 meeting of the South Kingstown Conservation Commission. First order of business is roll call. Vern Wyman.
Here.
And Mary Talbot Rabiano.
Here.
Matt Brady Wood.
Here.
Ann Heffron.
Here.
Christopher O'Connor.
Here.
Lorraine Joubert is currently not here. I am David Flanders, and we're joined by Jason Parker. And is Mr. Rabbit in yet, Jay?
Yes, he just joined.
Okay, and Jamie Rabbit, our new director.
Good evening.
He's our new director of planning, and he is joining us for this meeting. Second order of business is the approval of the meeting from August 4th, 2020. I have them in front of me. Does anybody have any items to discuss, any problems or amendments to make to those minutes? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes of the August 4th meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion is moved by Vern Wyman. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Mary Talbot Rabiano is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Correspondence and public comment. Jay, do you have anything?
I do not.
Okay, I have just one item that having seen the new tree plantings on Old Tower Hill Road, I decided to check them out and evaluate the plantings. I found that most of them were planted too deep, between 3 and 5 inches too deep. There was no berm around the planting hole. The planting holes were too small. They hadn't been watered since at least the week before I was there. And the guy lines to the stakes were taut instead of slack. I noted these comments in a report to Rob Czarnecki, town manager. He forwarded them to John Schock. John forwarded them to RIDOT, who got in touch with their contractor. And RIDOT's arborist went out and found that they were planted just fine. So that's sort of where we're at. And they are covered by a warranty, as is town practice with other developers and such, which means if they die within a year, they get replaced. And as I noted, that can be just an endless cycle of getting new replacements every year until finally somebody decides to not pursue it any further. So that was my correspondence, which brings us to old business, which is the discussion on invasive species as it relates to subdivision land development regulations. Jay, do you want to give us a history on what we voted on before, last year, I believe? Or was it earlier this spring?
It was January, I believe.
Okay.
Let me try to pull it up. Yeah, when it was discussed last, I believe it was January, the commission determined, came to consensus that the in the weeds document provided the do not plant list regarding weedy and invasive plants, and that low impact development strategies are incorporated into landscaping and drainage requirements. The commission moved to adopt the new language in the subdivision regulations referencing the in the weeds document to replace the current 1995 document that is referenced in the regulations. So, and I think we left that rather broad because I had advised the commission that staff has been slowly chipping away at updating the subdivision regs. And when we got to the landscaping section of that document, we would certainly bring it back and try to incorporate this into it as it gets developed.
So the planning board has not acted on this in any way yet?
No, no. Okay. There's quite a bit of work left to do in landscaping as well as public improvements and street design, stuff like that.
Right, right. Well, I have the Lorraine's memo from September 30th in front of me, and it looks good to me. Does anybody have any other comments on the work? I think it details things a lot more and makes things a lot more specific, closing loopholes in that way. Does anybody have any comments?
I liked it too. I thought it was very good. No specific comments, but
I particularly like that some of the references now are up to date. I mean, we were talking 1995 regulation before.
And you're right.
Now there's a clear distinction as well for the new drainage systems, the retention channels and whatnot, so that the plants that work well for those are kind of targeted for that application, which is so universal now. And it's been the case with a lot of the properties that we've been looking at where, you know, they're marginal, they're wetlands in the area, and the swales, the water retaining swales have been part of many of the solutions to those. So
and rain gardens.
We're using yes, and the rain gardens, exactly.
Yep. So I can't tell what we might be overlooking, but this is certainly more comprehensive than what we had before. And as such, I think it's great. Jay, do we want to have a motion to forward this to the planning department or to the planning board as it's been amended in front of us?
I think you could make a motion to direct staff to incorporate this language into the update of the subdivision regulations with the expectation that that section will be brought back to you once finalized for the commission to review and provide further input if required, or to recommend it to the planning board at that time for adoption. It's a little premature right now because we are rewriting that section.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But I think that provides enough guidance for staff to utilize it and incorporate it when we do complete that chapter.
Well, I definitely think it's a step forward. And like I say, I think it's just the more comprehensive and the more I's we can dot and T's we can cross, the better. So I think in that regard, this is a huge improvement. And I'd like to see us go forward with that. Does anyone want to make a motion to that effect? Oh, come on.
All right, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to add the Rhode Island Native Plant Guide in question to act as the other side of the coin, so to speak, to the In the Weeds document that we had discussed earlier, and to forward it in addition to In the Weeds to the planning board for consideration in the land regs when it becomes time for those to be adopted.
And so, I would amend that motion to include the 2020 Rhode Island invasive plant list.
So just, Mr. Chair, if you'll allow me for a minute. Are we disregarding the In the Weeds document and going solely with?
No.
No?
The document I'm looking at that Lorraine prepared includes the In the Weeds document. Am I correct?
Is this the one that's on the screen?
Yeah.
What was in the email that you sent, or that, I don't know if it was Lorraine or Jay that sent the email, there was a link to a document that was, it had a really comprehensive list. It was all in red. I don't know if that's the link that we're looking at here.
Yeah, it's slightly different. This one, it was an add-on to this document at the end of plant materials. That was good and includes the Invasive Species Council plant list.
But to Jay's question, does it include the in the weeds document?
Because I mean, this document references the native plant guide and the invasive plant list.
Right. I don't see it.
I don't either. And if we have any questions on this, I'd like to table the motion until our next meeting when Lorraine can go over this and explain it in to just for that one question particularly.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any problems with that? Tabling the motion?
No, I think that would be wise to do under the circumstances here.
Okay.
I think that sounds good, but I had thought that the native, prior to your amendment adding in that invasive species list, had thought that the Rhode Island Native Plant Guide was sort of the if the in the weeds was the do not plant list, the Native Plant Guide was the do plant list. So are we? If we're do you mind scrolling down a little bit, Jay? So if we scrap, is the motion to include the Rhode Island Native Plant Guide and the 2020 Rhode Island Invasive instead of the plant guide itself does not include in the weeds, but the invasive plant list may? Is that our question?
It may, because I remember seeing it in one of our attachments that we got this past week. But I would want to confirm that.
Is that it?
Yep.
Let me just get what Jay has coming up here.
Yeah. So I think this supersedes in the weeds. I think this is more comprehensive.
I think it is too, but before we just throw it out, I'd want to confirm that with Lorraine. I agree with you, Matt, that I believe that's exactly what the intention is here. But I would rather confirm it with someone who's much more familiar with it than I. If that's okay with everybody.
Makes sense.
Yes.
All right. Jay, do we need a motion to table this and add it to the agenda for next month?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, could I hear a motion to that effect? Matt?
I'll make a motion to table the discussion about in the weeds, about the Rhode Island Native Plant Guide, about the invasive species list until next week, next month, or until Lorraine can be present at a meeting as she is the expert on said subject.
Second.
Okay, the motion was by Matt Brady Wood. The second was by Chris O'Connor. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. New business. I don't have any suggestions. Jay, do you?
There's nothing under new business. We did receive an application. I think it came in like after business hours yesterday. It's for a single family home with a septic system in proximity to a wetland that you guys would need to render an advisory to the zoning board on. Having it come in so late, it obviously didn't make it to your agenda. So most likely that'll get tabled till next month.
Okay, good. Does anybody else on the commission have any items they'd want to bring up for new business? Okay, update from staff on planning department activities.
Mr. Rabbit has joined our department and our team as of a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. Yep, and he brings a great deal of design experience and landscaping experience as well, as I am learning very quickly. A strength that something I haven't been exceptionally strong on, and he's imparting quite a bit of knowledge on me. So I think there'll be, he'll add quite a bit of value to what we do here. Jamie, you want to introduce yourself any further? Or?
Yeah, no, I just to let you know, my name's Jamie Rabbit. I've been working on urban planning and town planning for 32 plus years throughout Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. I'm really excited to be with the town of South Kingston. Really excited about working with the commissions and boards and the individuals that make up those boards. I've learned in the last couple of weeks that I have great staff. So that'll help me in any transition as well as helping the boards provide stuff. Again, huge, tremendous amount of resources within the department, looking at the team approach. I will make one informational aspect is the on my fifth day with the town, we had a planning board meeting and there was a referral from the Conservation Commission about expanding the technical review committee. And I asked the planning board just to put a pause on that to give me an opportunity, being at my fifth day, to understand the TRC, understand the request. I had an opportunity to speak with your chairman, Mr. Flanders, this afternoon. I'm absolutely comfortable with the change to the TRC. It's at the sole discretion of the planning board with regards to who makes up the TRC with some statutory requirements. Mm-hmm. But again, I didn't have that comfort level on my first few days. I have that comfort level now. So if anyone had any angst over that or that pause that I hit, please accept my humble apologies. There was no ill intent there. I just wanted to familiarize myself a little bit more with the processes in town.
I think we're fine. I think we're fine, and it's going forward, so all is well. And thank you for coming this evening. Our next meeting date is going to be Tuesday, November 3rd. Does anybody have any suggestions or requests to add to the agenda for that meeting? If something does come up in the meantime, please forward your suggestions to Jay, and we'll see them when we get our packets next month. Does anybody have any final thoughts, comments, additions before I adjourn the meeting? Okay, hearing none, the meeting is adjourned at 6:26, and we'll see you all next month.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, have a good evening, all.
You thank too. You,
Jay. Good night, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.